Hello, and welcome to Jeffrey's Top 10. This episode is for The Devil Makes Three. And before I go any further, I will say that if you want to see anything from us, you need to go to the website, which is jeffreymusic.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And we are on social media at Twitter and Instagram as at Jeffrey Podcast. And I usually forget to say that, so I thought I'd get it out of the way. My name is Gordon. I'm here with my brother John.
Hello.
And we're going to run through our top 10 tracks for The Devil Makes Three. Shall I go first for this one? You did the last one that we recorded. They're all out of order, so listening it probably won't work.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. That's fine. You can go first if you want.
Okay. So, my number 10 is from Chains Are Broken, and that is All Is Quiet.
Ah, I was getting excited then for a moment, because I don't think we've ever quite coincided on the number 10, definitely not. But my number 10 is also from Chains Are Broken, but it's Paint My Face.
Yes, it is a very good track. Number 9 is from I'm a Stranger Here, and that is Goodbye Old Friend, which I do think it sounds like an old classic song, like from the 50s or possibly 60s to me. I think it's a really lovely way to end the album.
Well, mine's also from A Stranger Here, number 9 as well, but a different track, A Moment's Rest.
Right, let's see if we can keep this going. I'm fairly sure we won't, because my next one is from Long John's Boots and a Belt, and that's Toe.
Oh, okay. Very interesting, because my next track is from Long John's Boots and a Belt, and it was going to be Toe, and I was between Toe and the one that I chose, and I went for Bangor Mash, based on the banjo outro. Because you were talking about that in the main podcast on as how great that was live, and it just swung it for me. But that was going to be Toe. I was just between those two tracks for my number 8 spot. Okay, let's see if we can keep at least the albums consistent, even if the songs are entirely inconsistent.
Mm, I think we're going to struggle here, because my next one is from the Puppets single, and it's I know you won't have this track because you said it's
the B side of it, then, isn't it?
Yes, it's The Days Are So Long.
All right, yeah, I didn't actually think of that. I stuck to the albums, so I didn't go on to... I do like the song Puppets, the A-side, but I'm not as keen on the B-side. But I didn't think of going off range. I just went stuck with the main albums, really. So mine's actually from their debut, The Devil Makes Three, and it's Graveyard.
Yes, that is a cracker too. So next one, see if we can get back on track, is from Chains Are Broken, and it is Chains Are Broken.
Oh, no, we're all over the place now. My number 6 track is from I'm a Stranger Here, and it's Dead Body Moving.
All right, yes, that is a good one. That was
on
my long
list. You said that for them all. So.
Well, I do. I like most of them, yeah. But yes, that's on my long list.
It's a bit more of a struggle for me because this really isn't my type of music. So I think my appreciation of it will be less sophisticated than yours. And quite often I find myself just looking for the sort of hooks and then thinking, no, you've got to listen a bit more and listen a bit deeper and find something better than just a fun hook. Because obviously this kind of music is... There's quite a lot of good hooks and a lot of clever lyrical bits and bobs. So I've tried to look beyond that, but I admit this isn't my area of expertise.
Mm. And I think you do often need to listen a bit more than maybe you would naturally do so if it's not your thing.
Yeah.
Such as with the second album, for example. But I do think Pete Bernard is a bit of a sort of an Americana genius. I think the amount of, the tunes that he sort of manages to knock out quite regularly. Because it is, I think, just pretty much him writing the songs, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't think I have that level of appreciation. I just don't have the sort of sophisticated palate in this area. So, but as I said, I've tried to look beyond the obvious, and I've tried to listen more, and tried to listen to things beyond that. As I said, the sort of poppy hooks and the neat lyrics, and give things a little bit more time. Anyway, where are we?
We're hitting the top 5 now.
Oh, are we? Okay. So go on then.
Debut album, Devil Makes Three, and I've got Graveyard.
Oh, we got a crossover then, because I said that at number 7. Okay, so that's currently our top track. My number 5 is from Do Wrong Right, and it's Working Man Blues.
All right, yes. That's
another top track, yeah, we know.
Yeah. So I'll just go to number 4 then, which is off the debut album, Devil Makes Three, and that's 10 Feet Tall.
Ah, right, okay. That nearly made my list. That's going to be my honourable mentions, by the way. My number 4 was from Long John's Boots and a Belt, and it's River Deep.
Ah, yes. I won't say it.
No, don't.
Number 3 you won't have then if you stuck to the albums, because I've gone to Redemption and Ruin here, and it's Chase the Feeling, our extra track from the main podcast.
Yeah, you see, I was thinking about including that because it's a cover version, isn't it?
It is a cover version, yes. Yeah.
So I thought I won't bother because I won't include covers. And I was sticking to the albums anyway, but I did actually play that by accident because I started playing Redemption and Ruin and forgot it wasn't a proper album. And I was going to put it on, but I didn't. So again, honourable mention for me. I'm doing this out of order. I'm sorry. I'm doing the honourable mentions as we go along. So
you are. But yeah, sorry about what's that. Your number three?
Oh, from I'm a Stranger Here, it is Stranger.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what that means. That little judgmental noise.
I'm checking it against my honourable mentions, but I'm saying it's not in there, actually. Didn't make my long list. So we're to number two, aren't we? So back to the debut album and Chained to the Couch.
All right, well, my number two is from Chains Are Broken and All Is Quiet. So another crossover track, because you had that, I think, number 10.
That's correct. So we're at number one, and we're back to Chains Are Broken and Paint My Face.
Ah, okay, so that was my number 10. So your number one. My number one is from Chains Are Broken, but it is the title track, Chains Are Broken, which you had in there somewhere.
Number six.
Oh, okay. All right. So
we'll have to feed all this into the supercomputer.
Yes, because there's no way of working it out just quickly in your head, is there? So it's complicated.
There is not. It's far too complicated. So, yeah, we'll come back with the results. Okay, so the supercomputer has done its work, and it's... bit of a victory for Chains Are Broken. We've got four crossover tracks. So the winner is Chains Are Broken, with Paint My Face second, All Is Quiet third, and the other crossover track from the first album is Graveyard. So definitely confirming our top album choice from the main podcast.
Yeah, the top three tracks, wasn't it, from Chains Are Broken?
Yes. So, honourable mentions. Were there any you didn't actually mention?
Not massively so, no. I mean, the ones I've already mentioned.
I'll quickly go through mine.
You've got loads, haven't you?
I managed to get my very long list down to 15, so I've got five extra mentions. From Long John Boots and the Belt, I've got Man Tap and River Deep. From I'm a Stranger Here, I've got Dead Body Moving, which I think you had. And Hard Back Down.
Yeah, I had Dead Body Moving in sixth spot.
And Hand Back Down. And from Chains Are Broken, I also had Castles.
Oh, yeah, that was actually very close to me as well. I suppose that should be an honourable mention for me as well, actually. Now you've reminded me.
Are there any clangers, missteps and failures for you? I mean, for me, there aren't. They do go a bit, you know, sort of jazzy and what's the other...
Ragtime,
yeah, for my tastes. But I don't think there's any of missteps, really, for me. It just moves slightly out of my comfort zone a little bit in places.
I don't think so. For me, in terms of, is there an obvious misstep? No, not really. They're all fine. with some higher points than others. But no, there's no kind of, like, obvious, like, big fat clanger that you think, oh, my God, why the hell did you do that?
So on that high point, I think we can finish the podcast. I'll give a reminder that you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Jeffrey Podcast, and the website is jeffreymusic.rocks.
One extreme to the other with you, isn't it? Never forget, or you do it twice.
Well, I've had a good night's sleep, so let's just enjoy the moment.